Good evening, Champaign Urbana and the world at large. This is the Odd Music Radio Shower on WRFU LP Urbana. Welcome. We're here every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. We got a one-hour show, 11 p.m. to midnight. And tonight we're continuing a feature on a local composer named Chris Weishville. Chris lives in Indianapolis, and he composes on a guitar setup arranged through a keyboard. I think he also plays keyboard, too. And a big focus of his, in addition to electronic music and some interesting interfaces for electronic music, is microtonality. And that's something we talk about a lot in this show. That's a tuning that any way of tuning your music which does not align itself with the usual way of 12 equal divisions of the octave. So last time we were going through some of the pieces and ran out of time, so I'd like to sort of pick up where we left off. We listened to a piece last time called 22 by Chris Weishville. It's a short piece, 1 minute 42 seconds, so I think I'll just play it again. Pick up right where we left off. Here's the notes that Chris left for us on 22. He says, first complete microtonal piece. A mixture of 22 Edo and 22 tuning transposed by 12 Edo steps. This was done by using tuned samples. Nowadays, Mod Plug Tracker accepts arbitrary tunings and scales and is free. So let's give that a listen. Next piece is called Within the Margin of Error by Ben Weishville, Chicago, Illinois, USA. Ben has been experimenting with sound manipulation towards creating sonic soundscapes. This composition features a guitar reversed, slowed down, layered, and processed through various effects.
Thank you.
Next, Attention Whores by Chris Weichville, derived from Xanadu by Kung, C-Sound Demo. This is a C-Sound composition. C-Sound is a free program that takes directions in the form of text files and outputs pristine audio direct to your sound card or hard drive. With total control comes total freedom and lots of details. In searching for the best way to make micro music, I found that C-Sound could do micro easily by pitch class notation. So, if 40.01 means C, 40.015 means C a quarter tone sharp. This piece uses only one quarter tone chord, but was a start. That is the description of Chris Weichville for this piece by him, Attention Whores. Next up, Uchu, an excerpt by Alistair Flint from Paris, France. Al has been composing excellent electronic music for quite some time. In this piece, part of our upcoming Cosmo album, Al uses mostly layers of subtractive and granular sample-based synthesis. Thank you. Next on the program tonight is Bridgeport by Chris Weichville. Chris writes, Bridgeport uses Garratton Personal Orchestra Aria Edition that accepts alternative tunings, which makes producing classical music in microtonal tunings on a computer easier than ever before. Bridgeport is loosely based on childhood memories from inner city Chicago, where I grew up, and is written in 22 Edo. Event Horizons by Solo Tad Rees of Tennessee, USA. I don't have too many details on this piece, but I think your ears will tell you all you need to know. This is also a composition for the upcoming ambient album Cosmo. The next piece, In Search of Perfect Consonants by Chris Weichfeld. In this piece, Chris writes, I play my Fender Mustang through the GR20, which is tuned into a 17-note variation of Pythagorean tuning, and also root the straight guitar in normal 12 TET tuning to the computer at the same time. So in effect, you are hearing the same piece of music played in two different tunings at the same time. The next piece tonight is Fat Baby Micro by Norm Harris of Virginia, USA, and Chris Weichfeld. Chris writes, This piece was composed especially for the Odd Music Shower, and features Norm's excellent percussion and the Roland GR20, piano, bass, and saxophone in 19 EDO, and the lead instrument is my newly created fretless Fender Squire guitar, bought for $60, and I'm falling in love with it, says Chris. next piece is 17 Virgins by Chris Weichfeld. Chris writes, "This is a straight-up classical composition in 17 Edo using Contact 4 and Tonehammer's Hang drum sample set." Next piece is The Good Boundless by an internet band of Frank Miller, Chicago, Illinois, and Chris Weisfrill. "There is an email list called Tuning," Chris writes, "on Yahoo that discusses microtonal music. On that list, a person expressed his belief that the whole tone scale was used up by Debussy and Satie and nothing could be written that didn't sound like them. I took that as a challenge and came up with this tune completely in the whole tone scale, which later Frank composed the drums for. Frank is a longtime associate. We played together back in our high school days in the Chicago suburbs under the name Harlequin. Lyrics are by William Newbold."
Such that it is red.
next piece tonight is Socotra Island by Chris Weichfel. This is a little piece dedicated to the lost world island of Socotra that grabs a lot of instrumentation from across Asia with little discrimination. The melodic instruments use Afshari tuning with the exception of the jaw harps, which use 12 TET. It is the sixth demonstration piece for the Mark of the Unicorn demonstration piece competition, which exclusively uses the new Ethno 2 sample package. The next piece is Me Against the World by Michael Berry of Chicago, Illinois. Chris Weichfel writes, Mike is also a longtime associate and in fact the first person I played music together with. Mike was in and out of Harlequin with Frank and myself. A classically trained pianist, Mike has dedicated himself to progressive rock and his wife Celestine sings backup for him here. Mike and Celestine have a progressive rock Christian music project called Celestine. Thank you.
Sometimes I feel apart. Sometimes it's not the same at all. Am I free or is this reality? Maybe I'm not awake. Maybe I never lived at all. It's not as bad as it seems. You can't elude the dirty schemes if you try. If you try, you know you've got a chance. Just don't move too fast. The feelings come at last if you try.
I've got one more piece tonight from the Chris Weichfield set, and that is a piece by Chris Weichfield himself called Kandahar Poppies. Chris writes, this piece is a quasi-Middle Eastern section using the Celtic 12 E and D guitars and the lead electric bouzouki plus acoustic bass in the included Zurna tuning, and the percussion includes timbales, gong, bendir, daires, darbuka, tambourine, and sistres. This is also for the Ethno 2 demo competition. That concludes the Chris Weichfield set. We played a few of those last week and then all the rest of them tonight. Chris lives in Indianapolis, composes microtonal music, and he was happy. He was kind enough to join us last Sunday for an interview, and then we were able to play some of his songs on the radio last Tuesday, and also tonight. So, you can check his website out, chrisvaisville.com. V-A-I-S-V-I-L. That's it. It's written all over this page. V-A-I-S-V-I-L. Chris Vaisville. Okay. For the rest of the show, I'd like to play one or two pieces, probably two, by Petr Perezek. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. Another microtonal composer, not so local. I'm not actually sure where he's from, although I think it's one of those cold European countries. He has a caret over the R in his last name and an accent over the I that's rising to the right, whatever you call that. And as soon as I find two tracks of the correct length, actually I have one in mind to play, that'll be great. But first I'm looking for one that's 2 minutes long. Here we go, 1:42. This will work. So this is track number 7 by Petr Perezek. It's called Two Ways. Enjoy. Okay, since I'm doing an impromptu microtonal musician composer feature, I will read you a bio. Chris Perezek is currently a student at the Department of Composition at the Janáček Academy of Music and Performing Arts, Brno, Czech Republic. Prior to that, he studied piano and flute playing at the Jan Dial Conservatory in Prague. That might be Jan Dial, I'm not sure. He has performed his works either at concerts of his own or until 1997 as a guest with a Czech composer and music theorist, Daniel Foro. His primary interests include theory of harmony and tunings, acoustics, DSP, audio effect maths, links between acoustics and music, composing electronic music, or phonology of foreign languages. So I'm going to play a piece by him, and that'll close out the show. The piece is called Dynapome's Adventure. And it is one of two pieces that tied for the first place in the UN12 composition competition last year. Here's what he writes about Dynapome's Adventure. This composition was the result of a quest for rank 2 temperaments which could acceptably approximate 5 limit intervals with scales explicitly containing consecutive intervals of more than 100 cents. The entire recording has been run through a dense and loud reverb effect to stress the general characteristics of the scales used. The word dynapome is an abbreviation for diaschismatic, negri, porcupine, mean tone, which are the temperaments used in the piece. Thank you. And that's it tonight for the Odd Music Radio Shower. Again, that was Dynapome by Petr Peretzek. And before that, you heard several pieces by and recommended by Chris Weichville. And that concludes our feature of both Chris and Peter for the evening. Tune in next week, if you like, 11 p.m. on 104.5 FM, WRFU LP Urbana. Thanks for listening. My name is Andrew, and have a good night.